88.0 FM.
Live from the center of Bolito on 88 FM, it is indeed the voice of Bolito Radio, Life and Style, coming to you from the Lifestyle Center in Bolito on this happy Tuesday afternoon, the 12th of September 2023. Time is fleeting, but the afternoon show is ready to rock and roll, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. I'm Dave Charles with you until, well, later this afternoon, and I have a very, very special guest ready to talk to us about the pressing issue of the quality of our air. That'll be coming up very shortly, so stay with us, won't you? Kicking off with Brian Adams. Brian Adams, Can't Stop This Thing We Started. Well, there it is. On a Tuesday afternoon, you can't stop the afternoon show, coming to you live from the center of Bolito, powered by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito, as I said during our intro. And also during our intro, I alluded to the fact that I had a very special guest in the studio with me. And it's a huge good afternoon and welcome to Paolo Del Fabbro, who is representing today the Communities Against Pollution. And I believe, Paolo, we have a problem.
Air pollution has been a burning issue in our community for many years.
If you'll pardon the pun.
Exactly.
is it, people say that, look, we're living at the coast, there's lots of breeze blowing and coastal action that takes the whatever pollutants might be around and they just blow it away and then we breathe this beautiful ozone. Is that the case?
Well, some days yes and some days no. We established a network of monitors and we have 10 of them scattered throughout KZN, some in the Lembe District, some in Richards Bay, some in Cato Ridge.
Okay, well, this would indicate that we have a problem. And otherwise, why would you bother?
Exactly.
How severe is the problem?
If I can give you a statistic, in the last 180 days, we have had 27 exceedances of the national standard for particle matter 2.5.
Okay, so what does that mean to the average folk that don't really follow these things?
We have a problem.
All right, now let's talk about that problem, because one tends to think that we've got all sorts of problems in our beloved country, and some of them are real, like the fact that we have got a serious economic meltdown, and we've got all sorts of drama when it comes to our politics, and we've got elections coming up, and we've got meltdowns from SARS, and apparently we're down the tubes as far as the revenue collection is concerned as a top news item today. And these are the issues that are concerned. Why are you worried about the air, they might say? Because, well, it's okay, today we're breathing. But we were talking off air, and you said to me that there's a minute particle that creates havoc in the human body. And science has only in the last 10 years identified what it is. And these things are what lie behind huge human suffering that can, in fact, be eliminated if one cares to do this. And we've got a problem with those microparticles.
That's correct. The particle matter 2.5 is the problem child. And it is really in the last decade that scientists have recognized how severe it impacts on human health.
Okay. Now, here is the thing. I come from the big smoke. I grew up in Boksburg, Benoni, and for me, the smell of home is incredible pollution coming from all of those big mills. But, look at me, didn't stunt my growth. And I'm being flippant, of course, because one understands there's a problem in the industrial heartland. But down on the coast, how serious is the? I've asked you that already, but I'm going back here because the issue is many of us have escaped from the smoke to come to where things are beautiful and wonderful. And I believe that of late there's been a growing concern about the degrading quality of the air, and it is now at a point where many folk have actually, for medical reasons, up sticks and gone further afield. And no names, no pack drills, but I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. They were instrumental in forming one of the social media groups that monitored air pollution in this region because they were suffering so much.
The air pollution is and has been a problem in our community for a while, and it's taken an organization like ours to try and scientifically establish what, where, who, when. And the network that we have recently put into the ground is starting to collect this data. And it'll take one or two seasons before we can actually get to the bottom of the problem.
And what is the goal? What is the aim?
Well, the aim is to find a collaborative solution to resolving the polluters' issues once we have the concrete evidence.
Which is always the best approach. But now one might ask the question, why isn't the government doing this work? Why does it fall on the shoulders of good people like yourself?
Well, we can understand the government's position. The depletion of the funds from COVID, the riots, the floods.
Because they did establish monitoring stations around the country, because presumably they understood there was a problem, but these stations are mostly not working.
SAQWIS is the government system. It has if I recall correctly, 153 monitors. Some of them are limited. Some of them will only record one or two of the pollutants. The monitors, in my opinion, should actually cover all the six criteria pollutants that are covered by our national legislation. Okay. Most monitors don't.
So what we're talking about is, in fact, what I think most political commentators have been saying about the way forward in our beloved country, and that is that we are not going to be able to simply expect the state to operate the way we would like it to, but it's going to be very much a case of public-private partnerships going forward with the best intentions and the best outcome as the goal that we're looking to achieve. So what you're describing is not exactly unfamiliar territory in our country at the moment, and I think going forward it's going to be even more pronounced. But that's a good thing, because where you have the private concern, you've got expertise, you've got folk that actually care and have the ability to deliver, because presumably, like yourself, you're a professional attorney, but you're involved in these matters because you care and you are able to interpret the results and then forward that to a responsible ultimate, which would be government, but through the Green Scorpions or some similar organization.
Again, I think that possibly it's even easier than that.
Ah.
If we can find a collaborative solution with the polluters, internationally, and South Africa follows the principle polluter pays. Based on that, if we could find a collaborative solution in which the polluter takes on that responsibility, doesn't have to pay the fine, and addresses the issue from his own funds anyway.
Now, anyone listening to this is going to say, why isn't he asking who the polluters are, because we want to know? Well, the reason we're not going there is quite simple. You need to have all of the facts, empirical evidence, before you start pointing fingers. And ultimately, the goal is not to point fingers in an accusatory fashion, but rather to present evidence and then to collaborate with whoever might be the cause of the problem to reach an amicable, a workable solution for the best possible outcome for all. Great idea. Is it practical? Is it going to work, do you think?
Well, as CAP, we do sit on a number of public participation forums, and it is a slow process, but you can make headway.
But like the wheels of justice, very slow. They grind very slow, but they grind very fine. And ultimately, hopefully, you have a result at the end that is unchallengeable, if that's a word one can use. And ultimately, when you've got the evidence, the hard facts, it's going to be quite hard, I think, for anyone to dispute after 2 years of solid research and empirical evidence being presented and analyzed by good people that understand what we're talking about. Bottom line is, we're looking for a better North Coast environment for all of us, which is absolutely praiseworthy and wonderful. How can we support your effort? I believe you've launched something very interesting in the schools.
We have. On the 7th of September was the International Day for Clean Air and Blue Skies, and in collaboration with the Umhlali Prep School, we introduced the school Air Quality Flag program, and that program will see participating schools fly different colored flags, from green for good, which is a day like today, all the way through to purple, which hopefully we will never see, and we are excited that the schools, or the school that we started the program with, has taken this up and has started the process. We will also be helping with different lessons from grade R all the way through to grade 12. And this is with support from the international community. And we are looking forward to educating from the bottom up. One of our school projects, or our overreaching project, is called What Can I Teach My Parents? So we're going to take a ground-up approach to teaching everybody around, and especially in our disadvantaged communities, where we hope that the children have a better education than their parents, and therefore we can communicate quicker than we would trying to do adult education.
Well, there is a thing. Isn't that just fantastic? Of course, the future lies in the hands of the generation coming through the education system right now. It's not always an ideal system, but certainly that's where the difference will be made. And I think that effort of yours is a remarkable one. Getting back to the question, how can the ordinary North Coast citizen get involved in supporting your effort, adding to it in any way?
We have a web page, and on that web page we have a participation drop down, and in there is a volunteer questionnaire so that we can assess whether what you're offering meets what we need. And then obviously the biggest question that we always have is the request to have more funding so that we can roll out to more schools.
Uh-huh. Is that on the CAP website, CAP?
Yes, CAP website. It's CAP-Mzansi.com.
CAP-Mzansi.
That's it.
.com.
Aspirations to take the program throughout South Africa.
I wish you huge success. My very special guest, Paola Del Fabbro from the Community Against Pollution, waving the flag, quite literally, at Umhlali Prep, starting now, for cleaner air on the North Coast. And we wish you, as I say, much strength with a fantastic initiative. And any time that you get information that you'd like to impart to the community, please feel free to knock on the door. You've got an open invitation.